Be'ezet Shem Mizbuch, we continue with the Seder of Tfilas Kol HaShana, of the praise of the whole year in the Sefer Hav of the Book of Love, which the Zeu Nusach Kol HaBrachas HaMtzoyes, and this is the text of all the middle brachas. We know the first three and the last three always stay the same, and then there's the middle brachas. So Bracha Emtzoyes Shalei LeShabbos, the middle brachas of Friday night. It's Ata Kedashta Asim Meshvi LeShmecha, you sanctified the seventh day for your name. Tachlis Masi Shemayim Oretz, the purpose of the acts of heaven and earth, the creation of heaven and earth, and you blessed it from all the days, and you sanctified it from all the times. Kamar, like it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, that God blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified it, etc. Our God, the God of our fathers, may it be pleasing for you, our resting, etc. That's on Friday night. The middle bracha of Shacharis in the morning is Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelker. Moshe rejoiced with the gift of his portion. Ki evan em karasulay, because a faithful servant you called him. Kalil teferes b'roish nesata, a crown of splendor on his head you have given. Ba'amde lefanachal ha-sinai, when he stood in front of you on Mount Sinai, hayrid b'yodish ne'luchas avon, he brought down in his hands the two tablets of stone. V'chasbem shmira Shabbos, and in it was written regarding safeguarding the Shabbos, v'chen kosab zayisecha, so too it's written in your Torah, that v'shamru b'nei Yisrael b'germe, that the Jewish people kept the Shabbos, etc. Yismuchu v'malchuscha shemir Shabbos, may they rejoice in your kingdom, those who safeguard the Shabbos, kari oinig, those who call out to it, delight. Am mekadesh shvi, the people who sanctify the seventh day. Elikeinu v'kebesein, our God, the God of our fathers, retain up nuchesein, v'chulu, the whole text, may it be pleasing, our resting, etc. Ad until Baruch Ata Hashem, bless you, Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, who sanctifies the Shabbos. Then moving on to the next tefillah, Baruch HaMtzoyes Shal Musaf Shabbos, the middle bracha of the Musaf of Shabbos, is L'Moshe Tzivisa Al Har Sinai Mitzvah Shabbos, to Moshe you commanded on Har Sinai the Mitzvah Shabbos, Shamar V'Zachar, to safeguard and to remember, Uvoi, and on Har Sinai Tzivisano Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem you commanded us L'Harkiv L'Cho Karba Musaf Kuro, to sacrifice to you the Karba Musaf as it's appropriate. The reason for that is because all the Musafim of the Yom Tovim, the least that there were was on Shabbos. And so Shabbos was complaining, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the appropriate, it's karo, it's appropriate for you, because everything of Shabbos is doubled. The shir, the song is doubled, mizmer shir, the oinig is double, for Kras l'Shabbos oinig, l'kdesh mechubad, and the bread is double, like we know there's lecha mishnah, so therefore the carbon of Shnei Chavasim is also karo, is appropriate. Yitzim lefanech Hashem Akein, may the be the will in front of you, Hashem our God, Shatah leinu la'atzein v'chul, you should bring us up to our land, etc. Ves musav yev ha-manoyich hazeh, and the musav, which is the extra carbon of this day of rest, nasa v'nakar v'chul, we should make and we should sacrifice, etc. Av until where we say, and the Ram is skipping the text, Adei Moshe Avdecha, which was through Moshe your servant. Lein esatoy makeinu l'goy rotzes. And our God, he didn't give it to the nations of the lands. And our king did not bequeath it to those who worship idols. And also in his resting, they don't reside those who are uncircumcised. He's given it to the house of Yisrael. The descendants of Yeshurun, which you have chosen, the desirable of the days, that's what you have called it, the day of Shabbos. Our God, the God of our fathers, may be willing for you our resting. Out until Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbos, blessed you Hashem, who sanctifies the Shabbos. Then moving on to the next tefillah, Baruch HaMtzoyes Shal Mincha Shabbos, the middle bracha of Mincha on Shabbos, is Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, you are one, your name is one, U'mikam Chisol Goy Echad Ba'aretz, and who is like your people, the Jews, one nation in the land, Ateres Tehila, a crown of splendor, V'Ateres Yeshua, and a crown of salvation, La'amcha Nesata, to your people you have given, Avram Yogil, Avram rejoices, Yitzchak Yiranan, Yitzchak sings, Yaakov Ani Menuchaba, Yaakov and his sons rest in it, Menucha Shleimash Adoreitzaba, a complete resting that you desired, Yakidu B'nech V'edu, let your sons recognize and know, Ki Mi'itzchi Menuchasam, that from you is their resting, Tanchilein Ovinu, our father may bequeath to us, Ba'alti Hitzach B'yogam Yom Nechasein, there shouldn't be any difficulty and groaning on the day of our rest, Elikein Ablikabesein B'chulu, the whole text that we mentioned before. Moving on to Rosh Chodesh, the Musav, the middle bracha of the Musav is Rosh Chodesh Am Chadasata, the beginning of months to your people you have given, Zman Kapar L'Chol Todesim, a time of atonement for all that which develops which refers to the Sar Bresh Chedesh, which atoned for the Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So it's Lias Makim Lefanecha, so that they should sacrifice the Vatviyu Zivchei Ratzain, Karbonis of willingness, Usiri Chatas, and the He-Goats of sin offering, L'chapa Badim, to atone for them, Zukrara and L'chulam Yu, a recollection for all them they should be, to Sruas Navsham Yatzaini, to save their souls from their enemies. Mizbeach Chadash B'Tzin Tochen, a new altar in Tzion should be prepared. V'Oilus V'Shchedesh Na'alav, and the Oila, the totally burnt sacrifice of Shchedesh, should be brought on it. Shiri David Nishma B'Irecha, the songs of David should be heard in your city. Ha'murim L'fnei Mizbechach, which are said in front of your altar. Ahavas Oilam Tevelhem, an everlasting love to them you should bring. Uvris Abayis, and the covenant for the fathers. Labanim Tiska, to the children, to the sons, should be recalled. Elikainim K'Vesein, our God, the God of our fathers. M'Pneicha Te'inu G'lein Ratzein, because of our sins we have been exiled from our land. We have been distanced from our soil. May be the will in front of Hashem our God. You should bring us up to our land. And the musav of this day of Rosh Chodesh, etc. Out until Adi Mashavdecha, through that of Moshe your servant. May there be the will in front of Hashem, the kingdom of Gibbon, saying Hashem, our God, the God of our fathers. Should the Chadish alayn is Rosh Chodesh, that they should renew on us this Rosh Chodesh, L'tayva, V'lebracha, for good and for blessing, L'chein, for grace, L'chesed, and for kindness, L'racham, for mercy, L'chaim, for life, L'shalom, and for peace. Let this beginning of the month be the end of our sins and of our difficulties, in the beginning of the redemption of our soul. Because your people, the Jews, from all the nations, you have chosen them, and the beginning of the months, for them you have given, who sanctifies the Jewish people, and the beginning of the months. We spoke about Shabbos Musav, Rosh Chodesh Musav. The middle bracha when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have Musav when it's Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos, is a special text. After Yitzhar Te'ilam Chomikedem, you have formed your world from before. Kilisa Malachtecha B'yem Shvi, you finished your work on the seventh day. Bacharta Banu Mekolam, you chose us from all the nations. V'ritzisa Banu Mekol HaShoynes, and you desired us from all the different languages. V'kidashton B'mitzisecha, you sanctified us in your commandments. V'kidavton Makin L'Abedisecha, and you brought us close, our king, to your service. V'shimcha Agadav HaKadosh L'Nikarasa, and your great and holy name you have called upon us. V'tim Lona Hashem Melkein Shabbos L'Mnucha, and you have given us Hashem, our God, Shabbos is for resting, Rosh Chodesh is Elcha B'Badenu, and the day of Rosh Chodesh for atonement for us, that we have sinned in front of you. And because of our sins, which we mentioned this text already, out until Musafim Kol Chasam, and the Musaf according to the Halachas, and the different Musafim of, first of all, this day of rest of Shabbos, and the Musaf of the day of Rosh Chodesh, we should sacrifice the Karbanos of our obligations, to meet in Kisidram, the daily ones according to the order, like the commandments of your will, like you wrote on us in your Torah, al-di Moshe Abdecha, through Moshe, your servant. Yiratzim lefanecha, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may it be the will in front of you, Hashem, our God, the God of our fathers, Shat HaChadosh, V'chul Yishu Renew, etc., until Ad Levdus Navsheinu, for the redemption of our soul. Ritzein of Nechaseinu, may it be the will if now in our resting, V'kadosheinu b'mitzvaysecha v'chul, and we should be sanctified in the commandments, etc., Ad until B'yinuchavam Kol Yisrael, in them all the Jewish people should rest. Ahav Yishmecha, who love your name. Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael, V'Rosh HaKadoshim, who sanctifies the Shabbos, the Jewish people, and the Rosh HaKadoshim, which is the beginning of the month. Then Brachem Tzoy Shal Yom Tiv, Shal Pesach. So going to the first Yom Tiv, that of Pesach, the middle bracha of Yom Tiv of Pesach, of Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha, is Atav Echartan Mekol Amim. You have chosen us from all the nations. Ahavta Hashem, you have loved us, V'ritzisabon Mekol HaShoynes, and you desired us more than all the different languages. V'kideshtan B'mitzisach, you have sanctified us in your commandments. V'kirabton Mekin B'mitzisach, and our King, you have brought us close to your service. V'shimcha Agol V'kodesh L'inkarasa, and your great and holy name you have called upon us. Hashem, you have given to us the festivals for rejoicing, chagmas, mamnasasin, holidays and times for gladness, asyim tev mikro kodesh, as this good day of convocation of holiness, asyim chag matzah, as the day of the Yom Tov of Pesach, of the matzahs, zaman chereseinu, a time of freedom, be'ahava, with love, zechel tzitz mitzrayim, to recall the leaving of Egypt. Elikinim can say, "Our God, the God of our fathers, Yaleh, we should go up. B'yavi should come. B'chulu, the whole text of Yaleh. B'yavi, v'asiyenu Hashem l'kinyas b'chas ma'idecham. And you should carry Hashem, our God, the blessing of your Yom Tovim l'chaim l'shalim for life and for peace, Kasher Marta, like you said, but it's and you wanted to bless us, came to Brachin yourself, that's how you should always bless us. Give our portion in your Torah, and rejoice our souls with your salvation, etc. Who sanctifies the Jewish people and the Yom Teva, the designated times. Brochem Tzois Memusav HaPesach. Then moving on, so that was Shachris Mincha Mayrib. Then you have Brochem Tzois Memusav HaPesach regarding the middle brocha of Musav. After Brachaton Mekol Am, like we mentioned before, you have chosen us from all the nations, etc. Out until Zechot Zitim Tzayim to recall the leaving of Egypt. And then the text, Umemnechateinu, which we find by the Musafim, like on Rosh Chodesh, Nechateinu Glin Matzeinu, and because of our sins we have been exiled from our lands. Nesachakmat Maseinu, and we've been distanced from our soil. Vein on Nechayil Nalis, we can't go up Leirois to be seen ulishtachves and to bow down lefanecha in front of you beveis bechilisecha in your chosen house benevei haderecha in your glorious abode bebayis hagol bakodesh nikkushim galab in your great and holy house that your name is called in it nehayach neshachav mekdashach because the hand that was stretched out on your temple that destroyed it. You know, some lefanecha Hashem can be the will in front of you, Hashem our God. Shatashiv, you should come back with sardachim alav and have mercy on it, v'aleinu and on us, v'rachamecha rabim, in your great mercy. V'sekabit v'zureinu mebin agoyim, you should gather our scattered ones from amongst the nations. V'nevetaseinu kanes miyarkasei aretz, and our dispersed ones you should bring together from the corners of the earth. V'aveyen l'tzin eir chaberina, and should bring us to Tzia in your city with song, v'lirishlaim b'smikdashch b'smchasoylim, and to Yerushalayim, your holy temple, with an everlasting happiness. B'sham nasla v'nechas kabanis chabazin, and there we will make in front of you the sacrifices of our obligations, t'pidim kisidram, the daily ones according to their order, u'masafim kalchasim, u'masafim according to their halachas. This Musav Yomtiv and the Musav of the Yomtiv Mikra Kaidish Hadeh, this holy day of convocation, Yoyim Chagamatzav Hazeh, the day of the Yomtiv of Pesach, Nasr Benakav Levenecha, Kemitzes Vitzenecha, we will do and we will sacrifice in front of you like the mitzvahs of your will, Kemesh Gesavtalim Sayzech, like you wrote on us in your Torah, Al Dimash Abdecha, through Moshe your servant. Mel Charachman, the merciful King, Yerachim Alein, Bechulu, have mercy on us, etc., Vasienu, Bechulu, and we should, and we should load, carry for us the blessing of the Yomtiv, etc., sanctifies the Jewish people and the Yom Tev. Now, in the same text, who mispal b'chagas Shavuos b'chagas Sukkos, he davens on Shavuos and the third of the Shalosh Shagam, that of Yom Tov Sukkos. But loy chesen, loy yesen, not any left, not any more. Hello, the only difference is b'chagas Shavuos Omer, the Yom Tov Shavuos, he says, as Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, this holy day of convocation, as Yom Chagas Shavuos Hazeh, the day of the Yom Tov Shavuos, Man Matan Torah Seinu Behava, the day of the giving of our Torah with love, Zechlan Tzitzis Mitzayim, to remember the leaving of Egypt. Uva Musav, I remember Musav, he says, Ves Musav Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, Yom Chagas Shavuos Hazeh, the day of Shavuos, and Vechim Sukkos, I would say the thing is regarding Sukkos, you just change the designation of the day, as Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, Yom Chagas Sukkos Hazeh. Oh, Bishmina Tzeres Omer, which is considered its own independent Yom Tov for this. It says Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh, it says Yom Chag Shmina Tzeres Omer. This Yom Tov, the eighth day of this Yom Tov, Zman Simchasenim Vuchul, the time of our rejoicing, etc. And Mechim Musav, I'm Mesodah, by Musav, he says, Musav Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh, it says Yom Chag Shmina Vuchul, etc. Now, Vimchol Yom Tov Lies B'Shabbos, now if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, you say, you have chosen us, etc. Out until Batit Lona Shemekenu, that Hashem, our God, you have given us Shabbos Lemnucha, Shabbos is for resting, and my Adam Lesimcha, Yom Tevim for rejoicing, Chag Mezman Lesasin, holidays and festivals for joy. Siyam Emanuich Hazeh, this day of rest, there's Yom Tevim Kakudish Hazeh, and this good day of calling out holiness is Yom Plain B'chulu that day, whichever the Yom Tov is. Chema Musav Ayim Masotu Rabbi Musav, he says, Ves Musav Yim HaManoich HaZeh B'chulu, the Musav of the day of this rest, and the holiday, B'chulu, Al Derech Zu HaMasker, HaShabbos, and this is how you mention Shabbos, B'Rosh Hashanah, B'Yom Kippurim, Im Chalis B'Shabbos, if they fall on Shabbos. And that's B'Yom Mishar Tefillahs, B'Yom Musav, whether the other Tefillahs, whether by Musav. And Mechaysav B'chol HaTefillahs Shal Shal Shagam, when you end off the bracha, this middle bracha, of all the Tefillahs of the Shal Shagam, of the three Yom Tevim, of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, you end off Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisro Bazman, that he sanctifies the Shabbos, the Jewish people, and the Yom Tevim. Rosh Hashanah Chaysanah, Rosh Hashanah, the end of the bracha is Melech HaKal Arts, King on the whole earth, because that's when he's judging the world. Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisro B'Yom Zikaron, he sanctifies the Shabbos and the Jewish people and the Day of Remembrance. And on Yom Kippur, it's Melech HaKal Arts. There is also the end of the Seder Meitshuva, the Chasima of the Din. He's king on the earth. Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael, but Yom Kippur sanctifies the Shabbos, the Jewish people, and the Day of Atonement. Now, Rosh Hashanah, regarding Rosh Hashanah, Nogu Reva Am, the custom of most of the people is that Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippurim, in what's called Aseres Me'etshuva, from Rosh Hashanah till the 10th of Tishrei, Yom Kippurim, is La'isa B'chol Tefillah B'Aseres Yom, is to add on in every tefillah during these 10 days. The bracha Rishayin may see from the first bracha of Shemayinah, so they add on, Zerchein L'chaim B'chulu, remember us for life, etc. Baruch Ata Hashem, Magen Abram, blessed are you Hashem, who is the shield of Avram. They add on by the second bracha of Shemayinah, who is like your merciful father, who remembers his creations with mercy, Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, who brings the dead back to life. And they add on by the bracha of Shemayinah, by the second to the last bracha, remember your mercy, etc. And by the last bracha of Sim Shalom, they add on in the book of life, etc. Now, regarding the last, the closing prayer of the day of the fast, they say in place of Zechrein L'chaim, remember us for life, is Chasmenu, seal us, because that's the sealing of the judgment. Now, regarding all these additions, meaning Mekomis depends on the custom of the places, there are certain places that the custom is not to add on anything to the Shemayin Eser. Now, Minik Pasha, it's a widespread custom, that you make the third bracha of Shemayin Eser in this following text, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, from every prayer of the four prayers that you say on Rosh Hashanah, because you have the three regular ones with Mosav, and mechein nago miktas, so too some have the custom lebarach oisa baisa nosach b'chol tefillah tefillah mechamish tefillah shemek ipurim, to say the same text from every prayer of the five prayers, because there's ne'ilah besides Musav, of Yemek Ipurim. And what's this nosach of the third bracha of Atta Kaddish? So it's an elongated prayer of the third bracha. So it starts off the same, Atta Kaddish, B'Shimcha Kaddish, you are holy, your name is holy, you kadoshim b'chol yimei al-luchasela, and the holy ones, every day they praise you, and instead of ending Baruch Atah Hashem Akei LaKaddish or HaMelech HaKaddish, it goes on to this whole text. And therefore, tein pachtuch Hashem lekenu, give your dread Hashem our God, al kol ma'asecha, on all your handiwork, ve'mascha al kol ma'asecha b'rasa, and your fear on all those that you created, v'ru'uchu kol ma'asem, and all your creations should fear you, v'yishtach l'vnecha k'abruim, and they should bow down in front of you, all that you created, v'yasechu ma'gud achas, they should all make one bind, one group, lasas r'tzayinchem le'bisholem, to do your will with complete hearts, b'chulu, etc., a whole text. So to give honor to your people, praise for those who fear you, and good hope for those who seek you, and the opening of the mouth for those that yearn for you. Should be happiness to your land, and joy to your city, and the sprouting of the pride to David your servant, and the preparing of the lamp for the son of Yishai, your anointed one, b'mehir b'meinah, speedily in our days. B'oz, and then tzaddikim yiru b'smocho, the righteous will see and they will rejoice. V'yishadim yalayz, and the upright will exult. V'chasid m'chulu, and the pious, etc. Whole text. Kasab devikachach, like it says in your holy words. Yimlech Hashem lo'eilom alekayach tzien, that God will rule forever, your God, tzien, of tzien l'day b'da haluka, for all generations haluka. And it says, "V'yigba Hashem v'goymer," that God will be elevated, etc. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, Hamelech Hakadosh, the Holy King. Now, bracha mitzayish Rosh Hashanah, the middle bracha of Rosh Hashanah. So that was actually one of the from the first three, which is always the same. But here, the third bracha is a long one. Then there's one middle bracha. So the middle bracha of Rosh Hashanah, Arve Shachris Mincha, of the three primary tefillas, is Atah Barchatun Mekol Amim Bchulu, you have chosen us from all the nations, like you start off by the Shal Shagalim. Batin Lon Hashem Lekenu, as Yom Tiv Mikra Kodesh, you have given us Hashem our God, this Yom Tiv, the holy convocation, Zichr and Trua Bahava, the recalling of the blast, of the shofar blast with love, Zich Letzin Tzayim, to recall the leaving of Egypt, Elekenu, like Abisena, our God, the God of our fathers, Meloi Chal Kolam Kulu Bechbedecha, rule over the entire world with your honor, and be elevated over the whole land with your glory, with your honor, and appear with the glory of your greatness of your might. I'll call Yeshvei Sibel Atzecha, and all those who dwell on your land, and all those who were created should know that you're its creator, and all those that were formed should know that you formed it. And all those that have a spirit and a soul in their nostrils should say, Hashem, b'chulu, etc. Kachenu, sanctify us, b'chulu, etc. And it ends up, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech al kol aretz, king of the entire land, Mekadosh Yisrael b'yom hazikaron, who sanctifies the Jewish people in the day of remembrance. Now, Baruch Rishayin, Mishalesh, Baruchis, Emtsoyah, Shal Musaf, Rosh Hashanah. So now, moving on to Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So, the first of the three middle brachas, there's three middle brachas in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. The first of the three starts of Atah Bachartanu, you have chosen us, because of our sins, etc., which we have said this text already, this musvechulu and all the regarding the musafim, etc., like it's written. And then we say, Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol. It's on us to praise to the Lord of everything. Lost is gedulali, it's bereshis, to give greatness to one who formed the beginning of the world. That he didn't make us like the nations of the lands, etc. Echilo l'kel. I put my hope in God. Achalafonav, I yearn for his face. Eshalim emenu mani lashon, I ask from him the utterance of language. Ashbekal am, that in the assembly of the people, Ashira Uza, I sing out his might. Abir ananes, I say forth songs. Ba'ad mefala b'chul, because of his create, his actions, his b'chul, etc. Baruch atah Hashem l'din chukecha, bless you Hashem, who teaches me his statutes. Alkein therefore, nekam b'lucha Hashem l'keinu. We hope to you, Hashem our God, l'ilis meher b'sefetis uzecha, to see speedily the splendor of your might, b'chul, etc. Elokeinu b'keviseinu, our God, the God of our fathers, Melech b'chulu, which we said the text before, rule over the whole world, etc. Baruch atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Melech al kol haaretz, King of the whole land, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom Zikaron, who sanctified the Jewish people on the Day of Remembrance. Hayom hadas olam, today is the birth of the world. Hayom yamed, which literally means the conception. Hayom, but that's when Adam Rishon was born, or made, conceived. Hayom yamed b'mishpat kol yitzur olam. Today will stand in judgment all those who created of the world, im kivanim, im kavanim, whether like sons or whether like slaves. Im kivanim, if they're going to be treated like sons, rachmeinu kerachim avabonim, have mercy on us like a father has mercy on his sons. Im kavanim, if like slaves, einen luchat tluyis v'chuy, then our eyes are hanging towards you, etc., for your mercy. Bracha Shnia, the second bracha of the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah, is Ata Zeicha Maaseh Olam. You recall the actions of the world. Ufaykid Kol Yitzuri Kedem Chulu, and you recall all the creations that were previously of Chulu, etc. Ki Zeicha Neshkochas Atum Olam, because you recall all that which is forgotten from the world. Vein Shikchel Vnei Chizik B'decha, there's nothing that's forgotten in front of your holy, your honorable throne. Vakedas Yitzchak Lazare Tiske B'chulu, and the Akedah, the binding of Yitzchak for his descendants, you should remember B'chulu, etc. Hayim Haras Olam, today is the conception of the world. Hayim Yamed B'mishpat, today will stand in judgment Kol Yitzur Olam, all the creatures of the world. Im Kevanim Kavadim, if like sons, if like slaves. Im Kevanim, if like sons. Rachamim Kerachim Avabon B'chulu, again the whole text, have mercy on us like a father has mercy on their sons, etc. Bracha Shlish is the third bracha. So there's what's called Malchias, which we mentioned before, the first one, and Zechreinus, which is the second one, and then you have Shaifaris. These are the three elements of the three brachas. Brachas is the third brachas. Ata neglesa, you revealed ba'anan kvedecha in your honorable cloud, al am kachecha, on your holy people, ladabim, to speak with them, in the shemaim, mishmatam, kelecha, b'chulu, from heaven you have them heard your voice, etc. Ke'ata shemei b'chulu, because you heard, etc. Brachas ata Hashem shemei terua, bless your Hashem, who hears the shofar blast. Hayim hadas olam b'chulu, today is the conception of the world, etc. Kakosama, like we had written before. Moving on, bracha emtzoy shel tzoymim kippurim. The middle bracha of the fast of the Day of Atonement, ba'arves, b'shachros, mincha, u'ne'ila. For those four of those five tefillas, the middle bracha is atu b'chatan b'chulu, you have chosen us, etc. Batin lon Hashem lekeinu, yom kippurim hazeh, you have given to us Hashem, our God, the Day of Atonement, v'siyam mikra kodesh, the holy day of convocation, mechila b'chulu, for pardoning, etc. Elekeinu k'vaseinu, our God, the God of our fathers, yale, should go up, b'yabin, should come, yagi, should reach, yirah, should be seen, b'yiratzeh, should be found willing, yishama, should be heard, b'yipokit, should be recalled, b'yizachah, should be remembered, l'fanecha, z'chinen, in front of you, our recollection, our memories, Zichron Abbasin, the memories of our fathers, Zichron Yerushalayim Yerecha, the memory of Yerushalayim your city, Zichron Meshech Ben David B'chulu, the memory of the Anointed One, the Son of David, etc. Elokeinu B'keviseinu, our God, the God of our fathers, Malach Lamin Seinu, pardon our sins, Malach B'chulu, rule over, etc. Kachinu B'chulu, sanctify us, etc. Which these are all texts which have mentioned. V'dvorach Emes V'kayim B'chulu, and your words are true and standing, etc. Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Melech Al Kol Haaretz, King of the land, Melech Moichel B'Seleich B'chulu, the King who pardons, who forgives, etc. Brachem Tzayshal Musav, the middle bracha of Musav Yom Kippurim, so that's the one different than the other four, is like Musav is, Atah Bachartanu, you have chosen us Nechateinu because of our sins, but Musav Yom Mikra Kodesh is and the Musafim of this holy day, Nasr B'nakev V'nechek Mitzvah Tzenecha B'chulu should be done and sacrificed in front of you according to the mitzvahs of your will, Elkeinim Kebaseinu, our God, the God of our fathers, Mokhoilam and Nesainu B'yom Tzim Kippurim Azeh. Pardon for our sins on this day of atonement, Mechev Avei Pesherein B'chulu, erase and get rid of our wanton sins, v'chulu, etc., ad until omer baladecha, and besides you, ein lo melech mechibes aleich, v'chulu, we don't have any king that pardons and forgives, etc. Elikenim goes in, our God, the God of our fathers, v'malecha kolim kulu b'chibedecha, be the king over the entire world with your honor, v'nosa kol aretz b'kerecha, and carry over on the whole land with your glory, v'hifa b'adar goyin ezecha, v'chulu, and appear with the splendor of the glory of your might, etc. Until Machusa become Mashalom, and in his kingdom he rules over everything. Kachin b'mitzvasecha, sanctify us with your commandments. V'sincha k'mitzvasecha, give our portion in your Torah. V'sabein mitzvecha, and satisfy us with your goodness. V'samachin b'shutzecha, and have us be glad with your salvation. V'tarach lebein l'avtach b'emes, and purify our hearts to serve you with truth. U'dvaruch v'chula, and your words are true, etc. Ad until Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Yisrael V'yom Kippurim, who sanctifies the Jewish people on the Day of Atonement. Says Rambam, no go on b'chol tefilas ha-masafin. The custom of the people is by all the prayers of the masafin. K'shomer, when he says, k'moshe k'savtu leinu b'seizecha, like the way you have written on us in your Torah, al-di moshe abdecha, through Moshe your servant, the masker kabbanah seizayim, the custom is to mention the kabbanahs of that day, whichever day it's referring to, whichever mutzav of Shabbos or whichever yom tov it is, k'moshe m'ksim b'tel, the way it's written in the Torah. But k'ari sema p'sukim, and they say those verses. But Vimlahiskavi didn't mention the Kim Shama once he said, k'moshe k'savtu leinu b'seizecha, like the way you have written on us in your Torah. So it's referring to whatever is there. So Shavuot Nitzach, then you don't have to really mention it because it's referring to that, and that's being mentioned. You don't have to actually say it, although the custom is to actually say it.